Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Well, happy Tuesday, everybody. This is Rich Sheehan, live from Montana, and I'm going to be sitting in for Vince going solo today. As I mentioned yesterday when I interviewed Dr. Norm Shealy, he's recovering right now from a direct lightning strike, not on him, but his household, his grid, his phone went down, his computer, a lot of things got fried, including breakers. I'm sure he'll tell you all about it tomorrow. And I want to thank Nate in Minnesota for engineering the broadcast. We really appreciate you guys. And I'm constantly fighting with myself on how to give information to you, to the listeners here in the country and those listening abroad. And because I feel that we are in the end times where things either will have to go towards the rule of law and the Constitution, or it will be an official, corrupt, tyrannical, authoritarian, totalitarian, fascist, communist, endgame takeover. And I know that was wordy, but that's exactly what the powers that be, where they want to take us. I feel the only way to do this is to give as much information as possible on current events, on election fraud, voter fraud, foreign interference. And I give a lot of general information on current events as well, what Vince calls news in a flash. And I'll probably get into healthcare, which yesterday with Dr. Norm Shealy, if you want to listen to the broadcast, you can go on gcnlive.com and then click on usaprepares.com, and either after that or before that, you have to click on archives. And I think the archives only take place maybe after the program's been on, or it's been a couple of days past. You'll have to play with that and see how that works, because I've never been in there. But that's, from my understanding, it works something similar to that. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give information. I'm going to start with articles, and I'm going to go off into tangents, and I'm going to give as much as I can. I'm going to even try to get into health care today. And I discussed some really good articles, and I use all articles published in the public domain on the vaccines. So if you want to go to that broadcast yesterday, we gave a lot of good information. So I'm just going to start off here, folks, and we're going to talk about election fraud. And I'm just going to keep moving on, and I will go off into tangents, as I usually do. But here we go. Okay. Georgia releases explosive new report. Fulton County, Georgia recount included 60%, 6-0, folks, error rate. See, this is what they do to make fraud look normal. They create error rates. It goes into like adjudication barrels or boxes, and then the powers that be who have bought and paid for or blackmailed certain folks, they just decide who that vote is going to. You know, they also inflate voter registration databases and make they need to catch up on. That's why they close voting in the middle of the night. So they create the John Smiths and the Pete Jones and create votes, and that's how they do it. That's one of the ways they do it. Next, Georgia's corrupt Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, ignored evidence, attacked President Trump, and still certified the fraudulent election. For governors, Secretary of States, district attorneys, county commissioners, anybody who's involved in this fraud, you should be arrested for treason, for sedition, for election fraud, because you have delegitimized the system. You are not doing your job. Next, illegal votes cast in Georgia were enough to tip the 2020 November results, new evidence shows. Next, Raffensperger exposed for allegedly staging fake election audit in November, documents show. Next, voter Georgia says evidence indicates multiple Georgia counties may have even more election fraud than Fulton County. And what we've uncovered, not just today, but over the months, that Fulton County alone regarding the election fraud is enough by far to give President Trump the win. Next, two more fully vaccinated Texas Democrat lawmakers test positive for COVID since fleeing to D.C., 5 cases total. The reason why I put this article in the election fraud category, even though these Democrat state senators were literally took the trip to D.C. to block the vote, they paid, well, let me put it this way, Texas taxpayers, for those of you listening in Texas, because of their behaviors and actions, you're going to spend out of your pocket an extra $1.5 million for these people not doing their job. But there, another reason I put this here is because it does affect the vote, and more importantly, it asks a question. Did these people get COVID, or did these people say they got COVID so they can't go back to work and to vote? It's just, I'm just making everybody think here. Everything is so corrupt, so manipulated, so fake and phony, it's hard to understand what is real these days, and that's why the independent media is growing, pardon me, by the hour. Next, Dr. Jovan Pulitzer. Duplicate scanned ballots discovered in Georgia. Duplicate. This is a joke, people. This whole November election should be null and void. I want you to think about, never mind the presidential election, think about the down tickets and all these Congress people and Senate and so-called senators who didn't win, but yet they're literally making laws for you. Just wrap your head around that. Next. Georgia finds thousands of fraudulent Biden votes in Georgia, and they have photo evidence of falsified tally sheets. I mean, how much evidence do we need, people? This is a joke. I mean, if you did something against the law, you'd be booked and arrested and cuffed and in jail in hours. This is pathetic. This gives zero confidence to the world about our system. Next, we found thousands of duplicated ballots with missing serial numbers in Maricopa. I mean, this is almost, it really is pathetic. I mean, when you look at how the media, including Fox News, sided with the Maricopa County Election Board to adamantly report no fraud found in the presidential election. But yet they give all this misinformation while they're saying we're giving misinformation. We're coming out with facts, objective facts, and proof and truth. And all they do is create subjective emotional opinion to manufacture guilt and pity and sway public opinion by holding on to the narrative. So the Associated Press and Fox and all these fake news people, they literally ignored the Arizona Senate hearing the other day, which showed 168,000 fraudulent ballots printed on illegal paper. Not only is it illegal, it's unofficial. It's fraud. Not to mention 74,000 ballots received that were never mailed. You can't make this stuff up. This is a Twilight Zone episode. When 74,000 ballots get received but were never mailed, not even folds in the paper, that's called magic or fraud. And 11,000 voters were added to the voter rolls after the election, and they still voted. How can that be? And all the access logs to the machines have been wiped. What a coincidence. And the election server was hacked during the election. You can't make this stuff up, people. And yet the media sided with the county commissioners and not the Arizona Senate, who sticks their neck out to fight fraud using facts and objective facts, who fight for the people of Arizona, who fight for our country. But yet Fox calls Arizona for Joe Biden, and they want you to believe there's no fraud. And that anchor, by the way, was Brett Baer. That's called sellout. That's called sedition. That's called treason. Treason is defined by violation of the allegiance owed to a sovereign state. Your sovereignty was just taken away, Arizona. Against the Constitution, giving aid and comfort to the enemy. That's what treason is. Senator Wendy Rogers says, I've heard enough. It's time to decertify the election. Senator Kelly Townsend said the fraud was so bad, I want to see indictments. These are quotes, by the way. Senator Sonny Borelli says, I've seen enough evidence to challenge the validity of the certification of Maricopa County election results. It shows fraud and voting irregularities exponentially. This is a joke. We don't need to challenge the validity, Sonny Borelli. The validity has already been proved. The credibility and authenticity of the whole system is fake and phony and fraudulent. We don't need to challenge validity. It's already been challenged with so much proof 1,000 times over. All right. I got to stop going into tangents here. Next, Maricopa County supervisors decide to purchase $3 million more in Dominion voting machines. They're claiming that it was decertified because of the audit. You can't make this stuff up, people. Because Maricopa County supervisors and commissioners are in so deep. This is why they're hiding the routers. This is why they're giving out subpoenas for the routers. Don't you notice the timing of all this? No coincidence, folks. I'll be right back after the break. We appreciate you being here.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince Finelli today. And I am discussing articles, published articles, in the public domain regarding election fraud before I go to general news, as Vince calls news in a flash. So the next article is, you know, right before the break, since we're talking about election fraud, and I mentioned the word timing, I just want to throw something else at you. With Trudeau in Canada, haven't you noticed that he just announced that fully vaccinated U.S. citizens can enter on August 9th. Remember how I've given thousands of examples over the years on how the people are being distracted? Could be diversions, could be bread and circuses, being dumbed down. I can't imagine how many countless examples I've given. Never mind the divide and conquer strategies, how they divide us amongst groups or ideology or people who want to be liked, even though they're swallowing literal lies and they literally have fear to tell the truth because they're afraid to be called racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, a whole lot. You've heard me do this many times. But think about this. If Trudeau's open Canada on August 9th, what kind of distraction would that be? Let me tell you, Mike Lindell from frankspeech.com, he is literally releasing the cyber attack evidence over that period of time. I think it's a three-day symposium. So it's not open to the public, but unless they shut down the Internet, which are they going to shut down all communications? Nothing surprises me anymore because they can't use facts. They got to use subjective emotional opinion. They have to use fraud. They have to use racketeering. Nothing's really legitimate. See, you literally have criminal rogue intelligence agencies, sham court systems protecting the elite. And they need to control the little guy. It's a addiction to power, money, and control. It's a consolidation of power, money, and control. Banks, big tech, Wall Street, and they use things like group self-pity points, victim group status to get us divided and fighting against each other. It's a literal strategy to poison us against ourselves. Big corrupt government now protecting itself, and big corporations using censorship and surveillance to eliminate freedom, liberty, controlling the people while feeding those addictions that I just talked about. Fraud with earnings. I mean, technology is literally being used as a weapon for the plutocracy. It's forced tyranny, which means we are having every day less and less protection rights and restitution under the rule of law. It's just Ponzi schemes, pot stirring, divide and conquer strategies galore. This is why we need practice with your priest laws. We need public forums. We need citizen review boards. I've given many, many, many lists of offense, of ideas and solutions on how to deal with what's coming. But the people at the very top don't want to lose that power, money, and control. Okay. Let me go back. Get off my tangent here. Next article, Arizona Senate audit team caught them. Ballots were on the wrong paper stock, and it supports the Sharpie scandal. Remember the Sharpie scandal when they were giving out pens in the last minute so they could basically make those ballots illegitimate? And they would go into the adjudication pile, and of course, there's more votes for Joe Biden, even though, from what I understand, 90% of the pen markings were for President Trump. Next, there was a breach of computer systems during the 2020 election. This is in Arizona. High vulnerability for internet computer hacking. Next, Fulton County Board of Commissioner Chairman calls for all Georgia counties to have forensic audit of ballots. See, you do have some good commissioners here and there. It should be done for every state and every county, to be honest with you. We need to show the fraud. People say, oh, we'll wait till 2024 and we'll vote Trump in or a constitutional governor like DeSantis. Folks, we forget about 2024. If we don't fix this now, there won't even be a 2022. Next, judge ruled Arizona Senate subpoenas legal and enforceable. Maricopa County commissioners are in violation of the law. Those county
now
commissioners don't give up.
Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour from Texas.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Command and start. 2, 1.
Jeff Bezos' New Shepard rocket ship lifted off near Van Horn, Texas at 9:12 a.m. and has traveled to the uppermost atmosphere. Mark Bezos, his brother, Wally Funk, an 82-year-old pioneer of the space race,
and an 18-year-old student were aboard.
They're dead.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Hey, no, thank you. Oh, thank
so you. Have to look out the window.
Oh, he did that. Oh, wow.
Welcome back to Earth, First Step. Congratulations to all of you.
For the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As 56% of all Americans have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, nearly half of America is vaccinated. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS News says if you don't have the vaccine, you will get the Delta variant.
This variant is so contagious that it's going to infect the majority of them. Most people will either get vaccinated or have been previously infected, or they will get this Delta variant. And for most people who get this Delta variant, it's going to be the most serious virus that they get in their lifetime.
Dr. Martin McCary on Fox News concurs with some asterisks.
Well, I know Dr. Gottlieb very well, and he's absolutely correct. But remember, about half of those unvaccinated already had the infection. They've got natural immunity, which has proven durable despite its dismissal by the current public health administration. So that leaves about 15% or less of the population of the adult population who are susceptible. And of those, right now we are seeing that Delta variant rip through those communities, and that's primarily in Missouri and Arkansas and Louisiana, Florida, parts of Texas. So a lot of the people who are vaccinated should feel really good about their protection. Those are not, and those who have not had the infection, they are susceptible.
So far, an Indiana school can't prohibit the non-vaccinated. Dan Rocky reports.
A federal judge has ruled that Indiana University's requirement that students get vaccinated against COVID before returning to campus in the fall can stand for now. The ruling denies a request for a preliminary injunction of the policy while a lawsuit from a group of 8 students works its way through the courts. That suit arguing that the school's policy violates the 14th Amendment.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everyone. Rich Sheeben from Montana sitting in for today. And I'm going to go back to finishing up some election fraud articles, current events, and then I'm going to go to either general news or healthcare. I haven't decided. I'm looking at the clock here, and I know I'm not going to get through everything, but that's okay. I'll do my best. Next article. I talked about right before the break about how the judge ruled Arizona's set of subpoenas are legal and enforceable, but yet Maricopa County commissioners are in violation of the law. If you're in violation of the law, whether you're a county commissioner, whether you're a secretary of state, governor, district attorney, it doesn't matter. You should be arrested. We are a rule of law country. It's called the Constitution. That is the law of the land. And the state legislatures regarding voting has the final say. All these votes, all these rules that have changed and laws are null and void because it wasn't done by the state legislatures. Okay. Next, intelligence captain Seth Keschel. Trump margin of victory in Michigan was 7.5 percentage points. Wrap your head around that. Look what's happening in Michigan. Look at the fraud. Look at the tyranny. Look at the authoritarianism. Next, Maricopa County responds to Senate via snarky Twitter post, makes false claims about the audit, and fails to prove why the audit was wrong. See, this is what they do, folks. They get together and they use politically correct buzzwords, subjective emotional opinion. They basically do anything to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, ideology. They use race baiting. They hold on to the narrative at all costs. They use propaganda. They use hoaxes. They use professional wordsmithing. They lie. They use, they gaslight the people. They use subliminal messaging, Hegelian dialectic. This is what they do. They want to make you submissive. And they lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job along the way, rewarding mediocrity and destroying every opportunity that the Americans have. This is all done on purpose. Okay. I am going to do a little general news here, and then I'm going to see how much time I have into the broadcast and decide where I go at the top of the hour break. Okay, next, Biden DHS official says Americans trying to preserve their heritage makes her sick. Her name is Samantha Vinograd, V-I-N-O-G-R-A-D, from the Department of Homeland Security, new acting assistant secretary of counterterrorism and threat prevention. Can you believe this? If you believe in holding on to your American heritage, you're making her sick. This is basically a Saul Alinsky tactic is what it really is. And if you push negative hard enough, it will push through and become positive. Do you remember all the, I've mentioned so many quotes and paraphrases from Alinsky and Marx and Cullerton and Piven and the Frankfurt School. You know, I've done this over the years many times. And, you know, some of the Alinsky rules for radicals is power is not what you have, but what the enemies think you have. So they're basically taking money and people and creating a have-not, you know, the haves and have-nots. You've heard that. And what they do is they're weaponizing the have-nots. And they're saying, well, let's take away their money and let's make them feel important and maybe put a brown shirt on them. Or have private meetings and tell them how they need to destroy America and make them feel important. That's what they're doing. So the powers that be have the money, and they get the people, and that's what they do. And they say, never go outside the expertise of your people. Okay? It results in confusion, fear, and retreat. This is why they chant. Because if you took them aside out of their parades, they could never explain in even a paragraph what they're doing, who they're following, never mind giving objective facts and evidence for what they're doing. You know, ridicule is one of Alinsky's rules for radicals. Haven't you noticed the left uses a lot of comedy and satire? They do that on purpose. It's a tactic. And they make sure that things don't drag on too long, okay? Because that's why they go from distraction to diversion to hate hoax to lie to gaslighting. They just go boom, 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 boom. That's all Alinsky. Keep the pressure on. Never let up. That's an Alinsky strategy or tactic or template or blueprint or playbook. It's all in writing, folks. They want to keep you off balance, flank you with something new. And the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. So they basically create threats don't even back it up with facts. You know, masks, COVID, Delta variant. This is not done by accident. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it. See, they know that people hurt faster than institutions. That's why they demonize, discredit, and delegitimize people on the independent media. Do you really think that President Trump is a Russian spy after what the Biden family is doing with China and Ukraine, with all this evidence that's come out? The fake P dossier created by Hillary Clinton, the DNC, this is all proven. Do you really think that Matt Gaetz is a pedophile? Do you really think that Brett Kavanaugh is a gang rapist? Target, freeze it, personalize and pull. This is all Alinsky tactics, folks. Okay. Pardon my tangents here. Okay, next. China is buying up American farms and pocketing billions in taxpayer subsidies. People, this is just simple economics. Our whole economy wouldn't even be working right now if we didn't have stimulus up the yin-yang. We wouldn't have anything. The Fed is moving, let's put it this way, you can't move liquidity from a system because the whole Wall Street system will crash. I mean, we have to think for ourselves. Central banks are paying banks not to lend. Who does that benefit? The rich. They can call themselves communists and authoritarian and tyrants all day long. They're not going to be hurting. They don't care. And look at it, what's happening to inflation. People paying. This is one of the reasons the housing markets, I'm going to go off into another tangent here, it has gone so crazy because a lot of people who buy, never mind the Black Rocks of the world, buying houses with cheap or free money, but the people want to buy a house and pay it back in chicken feed because they have very little confidence in the U.S. dollar holding value. And there's no real increase in wages or yields when you look at bonds. It basically boils down to the consolidation of power, money, control, destroying sovereign nations, sovereign wealth, freedom, liberty, justice, due process, rule of law, legalizing pedophilia. It's all connected. The private central banks, the corporate oligarchies, all bought and paid for theater, acting politicians, verified by phony fact checkers. Corporate investment contributing to the fascist corrupt system. So when people don't do their job, supply chains become broken, yet demand stays high. Look at rent, and especially in small cities, because people are leaving the big cities in droves because of murder, rape, mayhem, suicide, drug use, the whole works. Containers, shipping from China, food, energy, retail. We're not selling more products. It's just that prices are going up. So be careful how you read the data, because statistics can sell you a different narrative. This is why we have to start thinking outside the box. We're creating a stagflationary environment. The little guy has stagflation, inflation, and deflation all at the same time. But let me guess, it's Russia's fault. It's Trump's fault. We don't need more propaganda tools. The mainstream media, the White House, doesn't matter. They're telling you what to think. They're telling you what's real. They're telling you what to say, what not to say. Stagflation basically, well, let me back up a little bit. Do you remember the MIT study that came out recently? Basically, one of its conclusions was that people believe the official study more when they are less informed. So they're voting or thinking a certain way because of an ideology, the manufactured perception of it, the intellectually lazy, and they don't want to read and research. They want to have excuse behaviors because of what group they come from. This is all basically funneling human behavior. It's propaganda pushers using terms like misinformation. This has been done throughout history to pressure companies and the public to obey. you've heard me use the term submissive conformity. This is kind of like analogous to the 1962 Yale study, where they did electric shock treatments on taking orders. If people believe the order comes from a legitimate authority, then they know human nature cannot be counted on, including from brutality and inhumane treatment. From directions of this legitimate authority regarding all malevolent authority or behavior. So they basically take the conscience out of the people, especially if they've been cultivated and groomed into group think. Oh, that person's doing it, so I better be doing it. We need to think for ourselves. I mean, when you look at unemployment benefits decreasing, this is all contributing to stagflation. Pardon my economic tangent here. More people going back to work because these unemployment benefits will be decreasing. So now what happens? Is our wages going to go up? No, because companies can hire. They have a bigger pool of people to hire from, so they're going to offer lower wages. And for states that give increased minimum wage, that's going to destroy small business because they can't compete with all the subsidies and the fraud, the paybacks, the under-the-table money, the lobbying, all this stuff that the big guys have. So the companies are going to hire and offer lower wages. That's deflationary pressure, just like debt. Debt is deflationary by nature. Inflation of necessities for the little guy, and deflation and stagflation. So we're seeing consumer confidence really dip. We see fear go up, especially when the powers that be create more masking. The effect is a destruction of economy. This is all part of the agenda. Markets have been up about 500% since 2009. With overvaluations, no price discovery, what do you think they're going to go? As long as they keep printing and subsidizing, as long as they create more stimulus, we don't know where things are going to go. If it was supply and demand, it's going to go down. But we don't know, are they going to continue to buy?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This can be sliding. When you go to the feed for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich, you've been sitting in for Vince. Okay, I'm going to continue with more general news. It was all a lie. Congress was evacuated on January 6th due to a pipe bomb threat, not because of Trump supporters walking through the halls on January 6th. Everything is propaganda. Everything that comes out of the mainstream media is done for a setup. It's hoaxes. It's false flags. It's lies. This was one of the biggest false flags in history. It's a joke. Next, FBI, now an entrapment agency, setting up innocent Americans in schemes like the Capitol riot and Whitmer kidnapping. These are all published articles in the public domain. Rich is not making them up. Nobody sent them to me. I found them on credible, verified sources. Next, FBI used at least 12 informants in manufactured Whitmer kidnapping plot. You can't make this stuff up, people. If you and I did any of this stuff in the private sector, we wouldn't just lose our job, just lose our house. We'd be in jail for the rest of our lives. Next, FBI agent in Whitmer kidnapping case arrested for domestic incident with his wife regarding violence, but then he was released on a bond. So you can do all the stuff you want if you're playing for the other team, if you've sold out America, if you've disgraced your country, if you've turned war heroes into martyrs, into patriots, into criminals. Basically, whether you're FBI, DOJ, CIA, NSA, it doesn't matter. You've disgraced the legacy of the people who have fought, bled, and died for our freedom, liberty, and justice, never mind the Constitution. You've sold out your country. It has nothing to do with you following leaders. You just sold out. When you're pro-tyranny, like the Equality Act, you've abdicated your role, your responsibility, and your honor to put the American people first. If you preach against the Constitution, you should be arrested. There is nothing more extremist than that. rule of law should be the law of the land, which is the Constitution. See, when you allow the powers that be to sit there and manufacture the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation, you make the people not believe in the experts or the official authorities. You've turned public servant into the word joke and sellout. And that's where we are as a nation right now. Next, DOJ subpoenas against Hunter Biden. Oh, pardon me, DOJ delayed. Forgot a very important word there. Delayed subpoenas against Hunter Biden until after the election. See, that's why people are calling William Barr Sergeant Schultz, if you recall Hogan's Heroes, because there's thousands of citizens doing the job, volunteers, like we do here in USA Prepares, doing the job of the DOJ, the FBI, almost every government worker. Government worker has turned into the biggest welfare fraud against the American people. They've literally gone rogue, where they've adopted fraud as the norm. Overreaching, unfunctional, corrupt. This is why we use the term decentralized. Because not only should elected officials have term limits, so should government workers. We need public forums. We are literally breeding a system of incentives that cultivates and grooms and rewards these corrupt, fraudulent individuals, including big corporations, most government institutions and departments. We're allowing greed, corruption, cowards, seditious traitors, self-serving to feather their own nest off of our labor. They're getting away with lies. They're redefining laws. In a lot of cases, they're eliminating laws. It just enables the big and the corrupt. And we're allowing them to use people and groups against each other, poisoning us against ourselves. It's all manufactured by the ruling class. This is what happens when you don't vet. This is what happens when you delegitimize work. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. This is what happens when certain people demand no protection, rights, and restitution for the people targeted. You enable and protect the most corrupt. You give them liability immunity. We get back wealth inequality. Selling out to the highest bidder, we give them free lunch. Because too many people are making this about their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun, and it's about America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.